You know what keeps the American economy afloat? Consumption. In other words, the spending that you and I do on day-to-day things like groceries and gas, big-ticket items like cars and washing machines, and services like healthcare and air travel and entertainment. It's all part of what the Federal Reserve calls personal consumption expenditures. That spending on and behalf of consumers is about 70% of this entire economy, a pretty big chunk. And when consumers are feeling good and spending money, the U.S. economy does pretty well. But let's just say consumer spending starts to taper off for whatever reason. If people stop going out to restaurants or sporting events or theme parks, that puts a lot of pressure on businesses that are losing clientele and revenue. Say they have to lay off workers. Then those workers have less money to spend, and you can see where this is going. Consumers then are pretty much the driver of the American economy.